Hey everybody, hope you're having a fabulous day. This is Anna Sabramowitz, your scenario design storytelling person. How are you? How are you today? Well, thanks so much for tuning in. Now, today what I wanted to talk about is honesty, amplifying consequences, and just how we water things down and where to do that, where to do that. So, story first, is, this Thanksgiving weekend, I had, some of my extended family over, you know, people who have adopted me and, my friends and, their godson, came over, and he's 10, he's soon to be 11. And one of the things that's magical about children is their ability to, just tell you the truth without apology. Like, they don't have like these social filters that we impose on ourselves about what is true. And so they are, I think in most cases, very, free from, that doubt and all those other things, because they can just say exactly what's on their mind and they don't think about the fact whether it's right or wrong. They'll just tell you what the truth is. And, two examples, his mom just recently got a haircut and she feels amazing. And obviously when we get haircuts and they're just like on long hair, then it's, you know, still costs the same, but you know, you get the ends trimmed or something and it makes you feel better. And then the rest of the time you're trying to justify to yourself, the fact you spent that much money. And so she's like, ah, oh, look at my hair. Doesn't it look fabulous? And I'm like, yes, it does. And he's like, I don't see any difference. And then the other day, this is a couple of weeks ago, actually, I brought my VR headset over to his house, and I'm like, ah, check this out. You got to check out this 3D experience. And it was like, it was some sort of a video about like, you joining a basketball team that was going to do, that was going to play in like Shanghai or something. Or somewhere in, I don't know where it was exactly, but basically, you got to hang out with the team for a bit and see what it's like to run on the court and things like that. And I thought it was really cool, even though I don't even care about basketball really. And it was just cool experience, cool energy. And so I showed it to him and he's like, oh yeah. And he, you know, it's like a 3-minute video or something like that in this VR experience. And then his dad comes in and I was like, you know, you got to check this out too. And he's like, yeah, dad. His dad's like, yeah. So what is he? He's like, well, it's a video and you can look around. And I was like, but it's, no, it's a video and you can look around. It's just this beautiful way of just telling the truth. And I love it. It's not always as sexy and it kind of diminishes, like it's more than that, but its essence is that. So I got all pumped and I probably pumped it up way more than I should have, because I was like, no, you get to feel like a 6'8" basketball player walking onto the court in a foreign country. And he's like, it's a video and you can look around. So it's kind of funny though, because that aspect of us being PC with a lot of our things. And when I say PC, I mean like politically correct and very gentle. That actually affects the way we design our learning as well. Because it's so funny, because this just came up today, how I was looking at a feedback sequence that somebody gave, on one of the learning pieces that one of my students designed. And one of the things that they said is, one of the things that's happening is when we set up our situation, you have to show, or you have to say what the consequences are going to be, saying, if you make a mistake, the consequences can be dire. Like let's say if you look at a scenario, if you don't do well today, then this person will actually quit their job. That's a huge life-changing decision. And a lot of people will be like, no, you don't want to say that. He's not going to quit his job. He's just going to, you know, have a bad day and not feel satisfied. Yeah, okay, maybe. But when we're designing learning, we gotta max out the consequence factor and what the repercussions are going to be out of bad performance. One, because the chances of them actually reading everything and getting all of that, probably not foolproof. Two, they know they're in a virtual experience. So you gotta max it out or it's just gonna be lukewarm. Because real life, most of the time, is kind of lukewarm, right? There's very few places where you're like, this is life or death, especially if you're doing customer service, you know? But then you have that one or two things that teach you real big lessons because they're so painful. So this person was like, ah, you know, saying that this bad customer service has dire consequences is a bit harsh. Can't we just say unhappy customers? And I'm like, listen, if I want to say dire consequences, I got to say, is that really true? Is it possible for consequences to be like devastating if you, let's say, book the wrong trip for somebody or if they miss a flight? And I was like, actually, yes. I remember being in situations where I showed up to an airport at 2 in the morning because I had to catch a flight that was later. The guy who was supposed to drive me wasn't there, and I was in a strange country where nobody understood the language I spoke. I kept completely vulnerable, and I had to sleep there. Is that a pretty intense consequence? Heck yeah. Yeah. Or not knowing, you know, not having your luggage with you. I mean, I know that for some people that feels kind of like vanilla, right? Like, okay, big deal. But when everything, like, let's say this happened to me once. I was going to present at a workshop. Everything I had, because of the way these planes were packed, everything I had, all my clothes for this workshop, all the resources, all the supplies, I had basically jammed into my luggage, and it was delayed by 2 days after I had arrived. That was really, really. Like, I wore the same thing for 2 days, and I had already been wearing it for like 48 hours while I was traveling. It was like really unpleasant. And like, I know that sounds kind of, you know, not so bad, but it really was. I was in a really remote, isolated area, and I could, like, for me to get toothpaste was a big deal. So the consequences can actually be quite intense if you miss flights or if things get messed up for you. So for somebody to say, oh, you know, just say unhappy. No, things can get really bad. You can miss like a funeral or a wedding or a birth. You're trying to get home and you miss the baby's birth because you missed the flight. Like, things can get really bad. So if they can, it's not that the majority of things won't be, because they won't be, right? But if you can amp it up, because one, people don't read directions. Two, people know it's a virtual environment. And three, let's just be honest. Let's be honest. Why do you gotta vanilla it up all the way? Why just make it harsh? Because that's the only place they can actually practice doing things that are, you know, actually quite dangerous in some cases, and see what happens. So it's good. This is the place to do it. It's not in real life that you want to experience that you did something that really affected somebody's life in a negative way, and they're always going to remember that thing as a negative, you know? So why not do it here? Amp it up. And so I think that's one of the things we really want to do. And the other thing is that babysitting thing where we do with our adult learners. Like, one of the things as the this is more feedback is you. I think that there's a lot of people out there who just are okay smoothing things over for everybody, but they're kind of like the protective mommy that is just basically would put her child in a bubble wrap, and then one day that kid has no clue about the real world and basically crumbles under pressure because he's never had to face any. So those kinds of mothers are toxic. And there's a lot of trainers out there who'll do that. They're like, oh, it's okay. It's okay. Don't worry. We'll support you. No, there's going to be times where I'm going to be by myself. I'm going to have to be self-reliant. And so what happens is not only will they do that during training, so they'll just coddle you. And then you hit the real world and you're like, wow, this is not what you told me. And you never prepared me for basically the fear and the anxiety that comes with being by myself. And then the other thing is what they'll do is they'll add that to the training. They'll be like, don't worry, you get hints. Don't worry. There'll always be somebody here to tell you the right answer. No, that's not how life works. So if you want people to become self-reliant, you have to be okay telling them, see if you can figure it out. It's really okay. Do it. This is the place to practice. See if you've got the chops. If you don't, then now you know, and now you can practice some more, and you can figure out what you need, right? But don't bring that coddle into the training. In fact, I want people to struggle. I want them to feel like they're actually discovering gaps and that they need to work on things before they are super confident. That's actually the place to make them afraid. It's a great thing. I don't want them leaving comfortable. I want them leaving like, oh, I need to continue working on this because I, you know, and practice. So think about it that way. Your training is not meant to give people peace of mind. Your training is meant to keep them vigilant and help them understand where their gaps are. You're supposed to be ruthless. And that ruthlessness helps. Hear that? That is the soothing, soothing sound of a raven and an eagle and seagulls. Now, the reason you're hearing all of this, oh man, is because I'm by the river right now, and in Sook, the Sook River is now, this is where the spawning salmon are, and it's basically salmon that come to spawn, right? They spawn up the river, and then the babies go down and feed in the ocean, and all of the creatures, including some bears, which I haven't been lucky to avoid, are here. And some people who, I don't know why, they like to come out here and catch the fish and just, you know, pull them by their lips for a while and then put them back in. I just don't see why you'd want to fight with a fish while he's trying to spawn. And so just so you could, like, you know, put it back after it's just been so exhausted trying to come upstream. I don't know. And by the way, like, it's obviously you can't keep the fish. You have to put it back. So you just basically you just end up fighting with the fish for no reason. Whoa. I just saw a whole otter family just jump in the water. So cool. Everybody's here for the fish. But one thing I got to tell you. Oh, there they are. Oh, that's so cool. I actually had, when I was little, a fish that was going upriver to spawn. I don't think it was a salmon. I think it was like some other fish, right? But they were spawning. And my friends were, I don't know. We were from Poland and everybody was just hanging out. And they're like, yeah, we're going to go fishing. And so I saw how they showed me pictures of how they were fishing. And basically, they just went in the water and they picked up some fish. They didn't actually have to fish because the fish were kind of like already kind of like exhausted. So I was like, okay, well, that doesn't really look like fishing, but okay. And I was like, I don't know, I was like 13 or 15. I don't know. And so they're like, yeah, look, we got these fish. And they fried them up for us. There's nothing left in a fish that has been basically working its way up the stream to spawn. Everything, every ounce of energy that they have is just, it's used up, right? And what, and it, guess what? It manifests itself. Oh, more otter. Oh my gosh. Oh, they're so cute. Oh my gosh. Oh, sorry. it manifests itself in the flavor of the fish. The fish basically tastes like, what does it taste like? It has no texture. So it tastes like complete mush. And it has no flavor either. It just tastes like a pasty, fishy smelling thing. It's the worst. It might even like make you not want to eat fish for like years. So you just don't eat. You just don't eat spawned fish. You know, I'm glad they make them throw them back. But the fact that people, like dozens of people come out and they just want to fight with the fish for no reason. I don't know. Whatever. Maybe they're practicing for a time when you can keep the fish. Like, I don't know. I know so little about this. I just thought it's kind of pointless. It's, yeah. Like, if you're going to fight for something, might as well make it, like, benefit both the person who's fighting and the fish, I guess. I don't know. Whatever. That's just my opinion. And that's what this podcast is. You know, things I think about. So, hopefully the takeaway for you is that you realize that the place to make people suffer is in your training. Difficult situation after difficult situation after difficult situation. You don't ease up. You don't have enough time. They probably won't read half the instructions and the things you say. They won't take it seriously. So if you're going to do it, you better amp up everything you possibly can. You bring up... Whoa. You bring up all the ammo you can so that you can, well, so that you can have some sort of impact with them. Otherwise, it's a waste. Like, if you want to coddle people, do it right in your face-to-face sessions. And even then, you shouldn't be doing it because training is about helping people prepare. You know, you're Navy SEAL training, they're not going to, like, not give you the gun until after, right? You get it right away. You get comfortable with that thing. So, anyways. All right. I will see you later. Hopefully you're enjoying these podcasts. I love hearing from you. And a lot of you have written me, which is wonderful. So, go for it. Either connect with me on LinkedIn or write me, Anna, at annasabramowitz.com. I have a training session coming up. It's a webinar, and so far I'm just running one, and there'll be more if the interest is good, and also if, you know, there's many times where people just can't attend on the one day that I'm running it. So either way, go to elearningsecrets.com and register. And then what happens is if you can't make that date, then I'll let you know when the upcoming ones are. All right. So, I hope you have a fabulous rest of the day, friends. And thanks for sticking around and listening. All right. Take care. Bye.